Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The suspect in the racist mass shootings in Buffalo has appeared in court this morning. His next hearing has been set for June 9th. That's because New York prosecutors say a grand jury is taking action on the attack that left 10 people dead in a black neighborhood. NPR's Cheryl Corley was in the courtroom.
The prosecuting attorneys came out. There were three of them. And then the defense team, also three attorneys, and the suspect. And he came into court wearing an orange jumpsuit. Suit and shackles. In the audience, there were family members of the victims. It was a short hearing. As the suspect was being led out of the courtroom, there was an outburst in the court. A woman in the audience shouted, "Hey, you're a coward." And after that, everybody was urged to leave the courtroom.
NPR's Cheryl Corley reporting. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to combat domestic terrorism. NPR's Deirdre Walsh has more.
The House bill would create offices at the Justice Department, Homeland Security Department, and FBI to track and analyze threats. Democratic Congressman Brad Snyder of Illinois said if Congress can't agree on a gun bill, it should act on legislation to address at least part of the problem.
We need to address what is an epidemic of gun violence in the country. We need to tackle the challenge of domestic extremism before it becomes an overwhelming challenge. And the only way we do that is finding a bipartisan way to push the ball forward together.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced he will try to advance the measure next week in the Senate, but it's unclear it will get the 60 votes needed. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Biden has welcomed the leaders of Finland and Sweden to the White House. Both countries are asking to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey is objecting, and that could obstruct the Nordic nation's ability to join the military alliance. Later today, Biden will depart for a 5-day trip to Asia. He'll visit South Korea and Japan. A new Census Bureau report estimates that there were significant miscounts in the 2020 census numbers for 14 states. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, these census numbers are used to allocate political representation and federal money to the states over the next 10 years.
Significant net undercount rates were found in Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. The 8 states with net overcount rates were Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Utah. Census Bureau official Timothy Kennel says the estimates won't change each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes.
We are just beginning to think about, okay, what do they mean? Certainly we're going to be using them to plan for 2030.
The Bureau also plans to research if these over and undercounts can be factored into population estimates that help guide $1.5 trillion a year in federal funds to local communities. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 1%. This is NPR.